There is a minhag to eat dairy on the Yontov Shavuos, and the different minhagim, whether you just have meat meals and you have cheesecake for Kiddush. I think the stipler, he had dairy at night, meat during the day, different minhagim. But there seems to be a concept of dairy. And where do we find one of the sources for dairy? So there's an allusion to it. They bring down that there is the seven mashken, the seven liquids that are hukshul makabel tumor. If it becomes wet, then you have to wash your hands, let's say, a wet apple. So what are the zayin mashken? So the initial is yad shachat dam. Yad, so yud is yayin, dalet is dam, shin is shemen, ches is cholav, milk, tes is tal, dew, and dam, dvash, is the dalet, and mayim. So those are the zayim mashkin. So the commentators point out these zayim mashkin relate to the zayin yomim tovim. So if we go through the order, if we go through the Yom Tovim, that might be easier. So Rosh Hashanah is Dvash, is honey. Yom Kippur is a little tricky. It's Dam, it's Kapara, when you fast. Then there is Sukkis, is Mayim. Pesach is Tau, Dew. And Shavuos is milk. And then Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah is oil, shemen, and Purim is yayin. So what do we see? We see already an illusion that Shavuos is connected to dairy. The whole Yom Tov is telling me the essence of the Yom Tov is about milk. And we find that milk, the earliest source, I think the Kolbo brings down, Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, where it talks about Dvash v'cholav. So actually the source is, that's what they should be for cheesecakes, it should be a honey cheesecake. Because Dvash v'cholav, that's what they're going to have in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, how that the Torah has to be sweet, as sweet as honey and wine, and that's what the milk represents. We know that there's a Degel Machane Yishalayim, famous piat. The Gemara says to what Alma of the Eretz, Shul Baruchu Bracha Tchila. They didn't make a bracha. So the Pasha says they didn't make a Birchas HaTorah at all. The Degel Machane Yishalayim says no, they made a Birchas HaTorah. The old Berak Bracha Tchila. They left out the first bracha, the Harevna, which is a discussion. Comes up Nafkamina Leal Shavuos. If you're listening to someone's bracha, the answer, Amen, after Lasok B'Divrei Torah or after Vaharevna, and there's the two brachas or three, so we're learning it's one. Vaharevna is to make Torah sweet, and they learn Torah not for the geshmak of learning. That's why that's what happens. If you don't learn for the geshmak, you end up not learning. Like the Iglei Tal writes in his Akdama, what's the highest madrega? What's Torah l'shma? When you learn the Geshmak, some people think the higher Madrega is that you force yourself. As others point out, if you learn Torah like you're shaking a lulav, you're not going to be Matzliach. It has to be like Avram, Lech Lecha, Lecha Lehanoscha. You have to do things because of your own benefit. And that's why, that's what they bring down the Taz. The Taz brings down, we know we have a klal, Mitzvah Rav Lehanos Nitnu. So if someone makes a, if you make a net, you have to get hanah from this person as the shofar or some other lulav, so you could still get hanah because when you shake the lulav, it's mitzvah gav lahanos nitnu. But if you make the net by Torah on the sefer or hearing a shir, so it's usher because Talmud Torah lahanos nitnu. And that's the concept on Shavuos, the concept of milk and honey to show the sweetness of Torah. Vaharevna, the Igwe Tao. And that's the yisod why we have dairy in order to remind us of the sweetness of the Torah, and in order to be matzliach in learning, you have to learn things that are enjoyable and give you the geschmack of learning.